there on Hillary Step with 40 feet to go. The summit is there, but we know to do it, we've got to walk each individual foot to get us up to the summit. We don't ever take our eye off our feet. We know what's made us a great football club this year, and it's the ability to work for each other. It's embracing the imperfection of who we are. I love what you've done, and I'm so proud of you. But one big step to go. Everyone from pillar to post has said you can't build. We're not tall enough. We've got no forward line. We're too young. We've proven most of them wrong thus far. Our goal is silverware, but our expectation is we embrace who we are. We are quick. We are powerful. We celebrate what we do and we enjoy it.
Damien Hardwick there, the coach of the Tigers, pre-game of the grand final last year as part of the season build-up for the AFL. It's good stuff, and that video is worth seeing too. If you haven't seen it on the AFL website, check it out. It is very, very good at the start of an AFL season. Nick Flosstone was there living it as part of the premiership-winning Tigers. He joins us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Morning, Nick.
Morning, boys.
Dude, when you hear that, and you've seen that video, I'm sure, what memories flood back to you?
Watching it, like, I get goosebumps every time. You kind of forget the little things like that, so it's pretty cool that they've captured it on film and audio, so you get to, like, relive the moments a little bit, I suppose.
So just on that, Nick, like, I was getting goosebumps just listening to it then. When it happens, do you get goosebumps, or because you're in the moment about to play football, you don't? And did you actually remember Damien saying it when you think of it now?
I don't remember word for word, but he always has, like, a little theme for the game, and yeah, that one was like Mount Everest, Hillary Step. So you remember the theme, but you don't remember the exact words. And then watching it back, you get goosebumps. But at the time, I think, yeah, you're just kind of in the moment. So you just like want to get out there and play. You've been talking all week and everyone was talking about the grand final. So I think you just wanted to get out there.
How far ago does it seem? How long ago does it seem, September?
A long time. We've already had a pretty tough pre-season and we're looking at round one next weekend or next Thursday. So like we haven't really been talking about it too much recently, but with the Stoolie family and friends, you're still kind of celebrating, I suppose.
Did it take you long once you got back into pre-season, Nick, to motivate yourself to go again, or was there a little bit of a lull for you personally when you started pre-season?
I think it was a different type of motivation. Every other year, you kind of come back disappointed and disappointed with the year. But this year you came back and you were like excited to get back there with all the boys. And then you want that feeling again of the grand final. So it's a different type of motivation. Just as powerful, I think, and probably more enjoyable than the disappointment. So
with round one upon us now, you guys go from being the hunter to really being the hunted. How do you now embrace that challenge as a football club? Because obviously last year it was all about probably proving people wrong. And now this year, it's about people trying to catch you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think people are already kind of writing us off, so we're going to try and use that as motivation. And our mantra, I suppose, is just to try and be the hunter still with our forward pressure and all that. Like, we really have to be the hunter, not the hunted, for us to play well. So that's up to Dimmer, I suppose, before the games to try and instill that in us. But I'm sure we'll come out firing.
Where are you going to play this year? Because you've played so many different roles for Richmond over your career. Where are you going to play, A? B, where will you want to play?
I'll be down back this year. So
okay.
Started in the midfield last year, but then like with the shoulder and Jackie Graham coming in and kind of filling my role, played down back in the final series and did all right. So I'm not allowed to say I'm stuck down there anymore because they're having a go on me. So I'm happily down back.
Right. Well, that's a very good thing. Otherwise, you get a lot of grief from coaching staff and teammates on the back of that, I'm sure.
Nick, the back six aren't too happy when I say I'm stuck down there, so I'm not saying that anymore.
We've been talking about this a bit over the last couple of weeks as we start to sort of narrow the focus on the season about what Richmond has to do to go back-to-back. Do they just double down on what they've done, or do they have to do something different to keep yourselves a little unique? What do you think you need to do to go back-to-back?
Well, we just got to do what we did last year, except better. The teams are going to know what we're going to bring. Over the pre-season, we've just been focusing on what we did well last year and just trying to get it even better.
the focus has really been on ourselves and what we bring to the table, and we're just trying to improve on that.
It was an incredibly successful year for your footy club, AFL level, of course, and nearly premiership in the VFL as well. So there was a lot of pressure going through week to week for the players. Considering that and what you said before about a different type of motivation, have you sensed a more urgent competition for positions in the AFL team, considering what happened last year and what could happen if you continue that on this year?
Yeah, we did have that competition last year. We only had the one serious injury with Nathan Drummond with his knee, so we were pretty much have a fighting list of 43 for finals. So there was that pressure for spots. And like Anthony Miles, he came third, I think, in Best and Fairest 2 years ago and couldn't get a game last year just because the midfield depth was so strong. So there always has been that competition, but even more so now with both teams playing really well, it's tough, but it's a good, healthy competition, and it helped us last year for sure.
Well, certainly we've seen that in the JLT, just the two games you've played. It's been a really aggressive team. You've been really high scoring as well. It says that there's not a lot of let up in the Tigers' armoury this year as they prepare for this season. Even though you start obviously 4 weeks later than a lot of teams, it seems to be clicking very quickly. Are you as surprised by that, or you just expect that now with the way in the system you play?
Not really. We kind of looked at 4 weeks later as a positive because we got 4 weeks of extra games. And playing finals footy, that's like the best test you can kind of have. So we kind of looked at it as a positive that we had 4 extra games rather than 4 extra weeks of pre-season. You get to a stage in pre-season where you're pretty much as fit as you can be, and you're just trying not to get injured, I suppose, waiting for the year. So yeah, we just looked at that as a positive.
And what about the coach? Last year, I think one of the reasons he was successful, certainly from outside perspective anyway, is that he opened up and was vulnerable to the team and was able to see where he needed to improve, got some assistance in to help that out, and was just himself. Has he changed since being a premiership coach, or is it now that worked out that's the formula for him to be the sort of coach that he needs to be for you guys?
He hasn't changed too much from last year. I think from 2016 to 2017, there was a big change.
Yeah.
He brought in all those assistants, and he just relaxed a lot more and let them take control. Like, he didn't need control of everything. So, he used their strengths in what they do and then just kind of built from there. So this year he's trying to just do the same, I suppose, and the assistants have all stood up again. So, it's going pretty smooth so far.
We spent a bit of time talking to you, obviously, about the premiership success. We look ahead now to Thursday night. 90,000 people at the MCG, Richmond unfurling their first premiership flag in nearly 30 years. Does that send goosebumps on you?
Yeah, I saw the photo of them and the flag over to the CEO and the president, so it should be pretty cool. I haven't really witnessed the unveiling of the flag, so I'm not sure how it's going to go, but I think there should be a fair crowd at the G, so it should be fun.
Well, no doubt it's going to be fun. The games kick off and another season gets underway. And that's, as players, that's what you want. You want to be out there playing games, not running laps and doing 400s and 100-metre sprints. So that's the chance for you next Thursday, Nick. It's going to be great to see how you defend it. I can't wait to see what happens for Richmond in 2018. I'm sure the Richmond faithful will be very, very keen to see it as well. Good luck, mate. We appreciate your time. We'll certainly be watching next Thursday against the Blues.
Perfect. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Nick Flostone from the Tigers, a premiership player with the Tigers. And you were talking through the interview, Rammer. One of your questions involved being the hunted. Was it the hunters and now being the hunted? Well, yep. Richmond wants you to join the hunt because they're back on track. They are wanting to be the hunters still. They're aiming for 90,000 members in 2018. And if you want to join, I can't believe you haven't if you haven't so far, or renew, which is more likely for a Tigers supporter, go to membership.richmondfc.com.au or call 1300-RICHMOND. That's 1300-742-466. Membership tally, what about this? Currently, 82,000.